The real Coach D, Phil Diaspora, is back for his third installment, bringing us seven qualities of a great official. Coming up next.
Thank you for listening to the Crown Refs Podcast, the audio experience for basketball officials. Serve the game.
Confidence. There is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Regardless of the situation, personalities involved, pressures from the crowd, or possible repercussions, great officials have placed fairness above all other concerns. They act confidently and accordingly to the dictates of that value. Thank you for tuning in to Crown Refs Podcast. Today's quick hitter is on the qualities of a sports official. Sports officials, like any other vocation, come in many different packages. Some get by, some are good. A select few can be considered great in their field. You have seen your colleagues who fit into each of those categories. You have learned from many who we consider great sports officials. They shared common traits which ultimately set them apart from the rest. Here are a few of those qualities. Integrity. Great officials are the guardians of honesty in athletics. He must maintain a complete absence of bias. An official holds the position in the world of sports, not unlike a judge in a court of law. If you aspire to be a great official, you never put yourself in a position where your integrity can be questioned. Integrity of the game must always be upheld. Hustle. Officiating is a game of angles and positioning. Officiating hustle describes movement and court position. There is no connection to speed and meaningless motion. Every great official moves efficiently to be in the right place at the right time. It's the only way to see the entire play and make the correct call. Judgment. Great judgment is a byproduct of effort and experience. It goes beyond the rule book and includes an almost instinctive ability to apply the critical principle of advantage or disadvantage. This is at the heart of officiating, that no team or player gets an unfair advantage or is placed at an unfair disadvantage. Communication. 90% of officiating is being a people person. Know how to deal with people. Listening is important, and that's why we have two ears and one mouth. We listen twice as much as we speak. Communication means, can you deal with people? Can you deal with coaches or players during a game? Communication can be accomplished in many ways. In most cases, the situation will dictate the appropriate response. Sometimes a simple response to the question, a one-word answer, or a look can communicate what is needed at a particular time. Saying the right thing to the right person at the right time can help one avoid potential problems in a game. Communication is also the knowledge of when is best not to say anything. Consistency. Young officials have more difficulty with consistency than any other quality, mainly because they lack the experience to realize when their decisions are inconsistent. Everyone has difficulty in this regard, but the great officials are unrelenting in their judgment. They see and call a game better than their colleagues. The key is to make the same call on the same kind of play, whether it's the first minute of a game or the score is tied with 1 minute left to play. If they believe an official is consistent, coaches and players will adjust accordingly. Inconsistent decisions on similar plays trigger negative behavior and poor sportsmanship among players and invite criticism from coaches. If you try and fail, it's a mistake. If you repeat the mistake, it's a decision. Confidence. There is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Regardless of the situation, personalities involved, pressures from the crowd, or possible repercussions, great officials place fairness above all other concerns. They act confidently and accordingly to the dictates of that value. You have an obligation to hold yourself to a higher than normal ethical standard. Be a legacy leader. Common sense. I've saved this one for last. Of the qualities listed, common sense is the most important. That which is fair and right must take precedence throughout each game. Common sense ensures that fairness, understanding, and the best interests of the game are foremost in the mind of a great official. If you truly understand the spirit and intent of the rules, Common sense will guide you well. Plenty of game situations develop that are not specifically covered by rules or mechanics. That's when common sense must take over. What is fair or what is right is what should be done. Common sense goes hand in hand with communication and dealing with coaches and players. It helps to determine how to handle a tough situation and whether a technical foul should or should not be called. I've covered only a few key elements that make a great official. There are many others besides the basic requirements that cannot be overlooked, such as physical appearance, knowledge of rules, mechanics, reliability, and professionalism. The qualities above of a sports official will set you apart from the rest. Thanks for listening to Crown Refs Podcast and being a member of Patreon. These are all tools for you to continue to self-develop. Continue to make a difference. Serve the game.
Thank you for listening to the Crown Refs Podcast. Serve the game.
This is next level, homie. Just watch me. Stay fresh, you ain't gotta look sloppy. Keep your uniforms tucked, this is what you need, huh? Don't delay, now it's time to get knee tucks. From the umpires, referees, and grooms to my ballers, keep the audience watching all your moves. Cause you don't wanna lose, now you looking so official. Gotta get your knee tucks, everybody gotta get them. Knee tucks, you already know what's up. Knee tucks, keeps uniforms tucked. KneeTucks.com.